Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. I'm here at American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Corey Brackett, who has done a number of films on the effects of aspartame. She herself had multiple sclerosis with lesions demonstrable on MRI in her spinal column. And actually, when she got off of aspartame, she was able to dramatically improve her condition to the point where she was actually able to travel around the country and do several excellent DVDs, both of which we carry. One is Sweet Misery, the other is Sweet Remedy. Going into the fact that certainly we're dealing with a conscious, organized, orchestrated, concealed effort to poison the American people. Aspartame was originally developed as a biological warfare agent. It is made of phenylalanine. The aspartic acid breaks down into methanol and formaldehyde. Is extremely toxic, and because of that, of course, it produces certainly in animals pathological obesity. That decreases fertility, both male and female. It certainly upsets the function of our mind. Sometimes people break down, have convulsions when they're on this. It is carcinogenic. They know all of these things. It disrupts the endocrine system. But despite the fact that they know all of these things about aspartame, it is in over 6,000 items that we consume on a regular basis. And they've targeted the children. They put this in the chewing gum for children. They put this in the medicines for children. There are literally hundreds of children's products that carry aspartame. There is no clinical evidence it's safe at all. They know they're poisoning our children. And Corey has certainly been working for years to try to get this information out. I mean, most people say this couldn't be true. Our government wouldn't do this, and that's true. Our government wouldn't, but their government would. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, evil and wicked people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Good morning, Corey. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm good. How are you doing? It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to be here. Will you pick up this story and tell our listeners what you know about aspartame, having suffered some of the horrible consequences of having used it?
You mean my story?
Yeah, sure. You tell your story and then talk about your new DVD and your other DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you began the story, but as you mentioned, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and that was back in 2002. And first, I was just horrified. I didn't know what to do. I was 34 at the time, and I was thinking, my life is all ahead of me, and how could this happen so young? And wait a minute, I want to live. I want to live my life, and how can I do this? How can this happen? And I kept going downhill and downhill and downhill further until the point that I was in a wheelchair with slurred speech and double vision. And, you know, my MRI, the neurologist had mentioned, wow, that's the biggest lesion I've ever seen, which really made me feel very hopeful, as you can imagine. I started really working with diet, and slowly I got better. And that was very important. And also, of course, cutting out the aspartame. And I was just, wow, I can walk again. I can tie my shoe. This is incredible. And I kept improving bit by bit, day by day, until now I'm walking 4 miles a day and feeling great. But it was interesting when I started looking into aspartame. I went, I wonder if there's anything to this. You know, everyone around me at that time was going, oh, they were drinking Diet Cokes like it was going out of style, and they weren't worried at all about, you know, any consequences. They thought they were doing something healthy for themselves. And I was part of that. And I began to look further into it, and I realized where there's smoke, there's fire in this instance, a raging inferno, actually. And that's when I decided, I had a video production company at the time, and I decided to go and travel across country interviewing doctors, lawyers, activists, and other people who said they were affected by aspartame. So I knew I wasn't alone, and I wanted to share this information with other people so nobody else, hopefully, would have to go through what I went through. And the numbers of people that are going through what I went through are diminishing, but unfortunately, there's a lot of folks out there that still need this information.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there's nothing secret about this. The government knows. Officials know exactly what they're doing. That these are the same people who gave us Vioxx and killed between 50 and 150,000 Americans. If you ever read Dr. Graham's testimony on Vioxx, he worked for the FDA. He was in charge of stating that it was safe. He said he wouldn't. It was poisonous. So what did they do? They released it on the public and killed between 50 and 150,000 Americans. And they're doing the same thing with Celebrex. Listen to the ads on television, you know, and they've got this nice guy, and he's out walking along the beach, and in the background,
always a smile on his face.
This can give you heart attacks. This can give you, strokes. You know, ask your doctor if you ought to be taking this. And they're poisoning the American people, but they're still poisoned doing this with aspartame. And basically, what impression did you get talking to people across America? Were there other people who had similar stories?
Yes. I talked to a young woman who had MS as well, and I talked to two people who had brain tumors. Actually, for Sweet Misery, I did. For Sweet Remedy, I talked to a third person who was suffering from a brain tumor, and I talked to two more people who had MS. Two of them were sisters, but they were only half-sisters. It was a very odd thing, but they had both been consuming a lot of Diet Coke, and when they got off of it, they began to feel better. It's kind of astounding, you know, seeing all these people who are all trying to reconcile themselves with the information that the whole world is, like, upside down in its values, its needs to help people. It's like we're not doing that. And, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is crazy. When I was taking my MS drug...
Hold that thought, Corey. We'll be back in a moment. Corey Brock. We carry your DVDs, Sweet Misery, Sweet Drummer. We'll be right back.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, here I sit this morning for a practice. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But, Corey, pick up the story. You were talking about some of the people you had met as you were actually going across the country, and some of them had very similar problems. Certainly some people can drink Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi without any difficulty at all. There may be very subtle changes they don't know about. The carcinogen may be destroying their immune system, making it susceptible to cancer. They may be developing other conditions. Michael Fox, the spokesman for, I think it was Diet Coke, of course, he developed Parkinson's disease at a very young age. But, of course, nobody ever correlated the fact that he was drinking Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, I forgot which one it was, with his progressive neurological disease. Did you find people with Parkinson's disease or other neurological diseases besides MS, Corey?
Neurological diseases are very protean and very common, and that's the one fascinating thing that I learned on my journeys to discovery through these documentaries, is that even if you people think they can have one diet soda a day and it won't harm them, and I use diet soda a lot in my talking about it because that's what I used, but it could be diet yogurt, it could be diet ice cream, it's in 6,000 products, so I just mentioned diet soda because that's what I personally dealt with. But they can have the equivalent of one can of diet soda per day, just one. And they think, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with this. I can drink this. I'm not affected. You know, you must be allergic. That's what I get a lot. You're allergic to aspartame. Well, I have to tell you, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but I was not and am not allergic to aspartame. I think some people are a little more sensitive than others, but aspartame is a toxin, just flat and simple. It is a real problem. And what happens is some people will get an immediate reaction to aspartame, and that will be almost like an allergic reaction, or it's basically the body going, hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to feed me good stuff. This is black. I don't want it. And they get, you know, they get minor problems. They might get a headache, or they might, you know, get sick or dizzy. But it's a fairly minor issue. And those people I consider the lucky ones, because if you're drinking the diet soda for years and years and years like I did, or other aspartame-containing products, you eventually will wind up, according to Dr. Blaylock, who's a board-certified neurosurgeon that I talked with, wind up with one problem or another that is much more severe. Those are the people that can handle some of the aspartame, but when it gets to be too much, that's when the body finally gives up, throws up its hands, and says, I can't take this abuse anymore. I'm sorry, I tried. And that's when it gets to be really bad. MS was a horrible, horrible illness. That situation, that it's a very strange feeling to have your body just do something that you don't want it to do. You will try to use your brain to send signals to your arm, for example, to pick up a glass to have a drink. And you reach out for it, and your arm goes like a foot or two away from the glass. You can't help it. You're trying to get to the glass, but you can't get to the glass. So you need to learn some patience within yourself and find that fine balancing act between doing every single thing you can to get better and allowing when you have to realize for that moment you can't do something to accept it and relax and move on. It's a very fine balancing act. But that whole thing is, Dr. Woodrow Monty believes that methanol, which is one of the breakdown components of aspartame, is the cause of MS. He has a lot of documentation in his book, While Science Sleeps, and he goes way into detail about why he believes that and what evidence he has to support that argument. And it's quite astounding and quite frightening, really.
Well, is there an increased awareness? Do you think people realize that they are being intentionally poisoned with NutraSweet? And why doesn't anybody ever bring a lawsuit against the companies that distribute this? Because
well, they keep trying, but it's hard. One of the things that's really difficult to put a lawsuit on people, this happened with the cigarette industry too, is that the diseases associated with aspartame are very long developing. In other words, they don't appear as soon as you drink a diet soda. So like with food poisoning, when you get sick from a restaurant or whatever, you will notice that you're sick and you will be able to put two and two together. But aspartame isn't like that. It can take a long time, so it's very difficult to track down what happened and why.
Well, I realize
that, and I think to mention your response to your other question about awareness, people's awareness.
Right.
I am really encouraged, Dr. Stan, because you know, even if I go to like the convenience store to fill up my jug with water or something, you know, I will talk with people. And if I mention the documentaries that I've done or if I mention anything about aspartame, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's bad. Immediately, it's like night and day compared to when I first started pursuing this topic. People didn't understand. They thought it was crazy. It's healthy. It's marketed as healthy. The marketing has stopped. Ajinomoto, one of the makers of aspartame, their stock has plunged, or their profits have plummeted recently. There's not as much demand anymore as there was because people are becoming aware. But unfortunately, there's still a ways to go. So everybody out there, tell all your friends. That's what has made the biggest difference. Tell your friends and your family to put down the diet soda, do what you can to try to help them see that there is an issue here and we can all stand together and help to turn it around. It's already happening. It just needs to go a little bit further.
I don't think people need to understand that the purpose of the people who run the FDA is the poisonous. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't an awful lot of good people working at the FDA who want to do the right thing. They done everything they could to get the information out, but if they go public, why, they certainly are threatened with the loss of their jobs and their pensions, and they sign all sorts of privacy agreements so that they really don't dare to come out and tell you the truth. They've tried to. Dr. Graham did. And if you haven't read David Graham's critique on Vioxx, you'll find it on my website. He's in charge of saying that products are safe, and many of them, he says, they're not safe, and they go ahead and certify them anyway, because the upper echelons of the FDA, like the upper echelons of the CDC and of the U.S. Public Health Service, are held by people who come from the invisible government, and they're there, not there to protect our health, ladies and gentlemen. They're not there to protect our health. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Corey, I understand you're working on another DVD, are you?
Yes, yes, I'm very excited about it. I'm not at liberty to really talk too much about it yet, but I think it will be really interesting to folks who, pretty much anybody, because we all have issues in our life we're struggling with, dealing with health or the health of a loved one or something like that. And this documentary is going to burst the lid open of an issue very similar to what Sweet Misery did, but it's a different topic in some ways, so it's a little bit different as well, but it's all related. I'm just very excited about it.
All right, well, how soon will that be available, do you think?
Well, it all depends upon editing and so forth. You know, that's, I'm hoping to get it out by next summer.
Okay, very good. Well, Sydney, you, if you're out there in the listening audience, you haven't seen either Sweet Misery or Sweet Remedy. I happen to say Sweet Remedy is my favorite of the two, although they're both excellent. But they basically give you the background of certainly the scientific evidence that has been known going back to the 1960s. Dr. Olney was a scientist who, of course, came out and put out information on how toxic aspartame was. And for 15 years, the officials of the FDA fought the introduction of aspartame into our diet, Dr. Sweet. And then, of course, along comes Donald Rumsfeld and the Reagan administration, and, of course, they legalized aspartame, and they fired all the good people in the FDA who were trying to protect us, and they brought in people who wanted to poison us. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the people at the upper echelons that are responsible. That's why we should not have a federal drug administration. Why? Because if you get evil people in there, they will do tremendous damage. And they've targeted our children. They've targeted the children. Well, how, certainly, do you have any idea how many products aspartame is actually in? And what about the fact that they seem to be emphasizing this in products that children will use?
Oh, the marketing to children really irks me so much, because for children, the blood-brain barrier isn't fully developed, and aspartame can get into the blood-brain barrier, pass through it, and cause severe damage. And since the blood-brain barrier doesn't protect children, it really, they're more vulnerable. And it's really heartbreaking to see. You know, I've heard of mothers walking their strollers with their babies in there drinking a bottle filled with Diet Coke or Diet Soda. And I'm just speechless with that, you know, and it's so sad. And that's why I want to let people know, so that maybe they can turn to a little bit more of a safe and healthy way to be. They don't have to be all safe and healthy if they don't want to be, but they can at least have the informed choice. And if people can't have the informed choice about whether or not they're poisoning themselves or their babies, then I find that to be abhorrent.
And of course, the question is, why doesn't 60 Minutes come out with a program? Why 60 Minutes isn't going to come out with a program? Because they're part and parcel of this, like 2020 and Dateline, and they're all in on it. There might be people working for 60 Minutes who'd like to do the right thing. But
well,
if you work for 60 Minutes,
come out with
the right
a story on it years ago. But they haven't kept up with the investigation.
Okay, what happened after they did the... When did they do... Because I've never seen anything on 60 Minutes, but you say they have done programs on it?
I'm pretty sure they did, yeah. I think it was in the mid-80s.
In the mid-80s, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly time goes by, so it's, you know, I feel like it was yesterday sometimes.
Well,
maybe
25.
I'm getting old.
And ladies and gentlemen, they are still marketing these products, and they're putting it in the chewing gum that children use. And the people who make the chewing gum know that they're poisoning their children, and they continue doing it. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number this morning is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Corey, would you like to get your webpage out and tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. My website is sweetremedyradio.com. It's all one word. There's no dashes or anything in there. It's sweetremedyradio.com. And you can contact me at info@sweetremedyradio.com. So it's pretty easy.
All right. And are you doing a regular radio program?
Yes. I do one once a month. I talk with people who do... who have different health-related issues. Last night, I did a radio show, actually. It was Bob Wall, who is a martial arts legend. He's in Sweet Remedy. He was also in Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee. And he has a stretching machine that will really help stretch the muscles. And next month, I'm talking to a traditional naturopath, Glenn Depke, about the thyroid and stuff. So we talk about all sorts of health issues. I veer off a little bit from that, but I try to keep it pretty much about health and to talk with people about issues that are not too out there that people don't know about.
All right.
They may know some about it, but they won't know what these experts that I talk with know about.
All right. And, Chris, basically, of course, they all confirm the fact that they have introduced into our diet this poisonous substance. But, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 products sold commercially across America, then this be affecting, you know, a phenomenal number of people. And what does it do to the children who are taking in their chewing gum and in their medications? And so many of the things that the children eat are specifically targeted with this deadly poison. And it is a poison. It's a slow poison. It poisons you slowly, but it certainly has a profound impact on the mind and on the body and on the health, and produces in many of our children pathological obesity. And we hear all this talk, oh, our kids are so fat, it's big toddle, it's the colonel, knowing full well, of course, that one of the major causes is aspartame, because it produces pathological obesity in all animals. They even feed it to the, I understand, to the cattle before they slaughter them to fatten them up. Have you looked into that? Is that true, Corey?
I don't really know about that particular thing, but I can talk about the obesity. On a personal note, I spent a lot of my youth in theater, and so I was very conscious of my weight as an actress. And so I was always drinking diet soda and really watching, and I would put a lot of Equal in my iced tea if I was drinking iced tea. I was trying really hard, and I kept, no matter how hard I tried, to the point that there was one time when I was pretty much consuming just iced tea with Equal, and eating celery. That was pretty much what I was eating for a while. It was really stupid. I was very young. But that was the only time I could lose a little weight, and it was a real struggle even then. All the rest of the time, even when I was eating like a bird, I was slowly gaining weight, slowly puffing out, until right before I was diagnosed with MS, I remember seeing a picture of myself when me and my husband went on vacation, and my face was so puffy and bloated, it looked like there was a plastic bag pulled around my face. It was weird, and that was right before I got sick, and I know now that it was what Dr. McCullough in Sweet Remedy calls the full barrel effect, that we all have an amount of toxins that our bodies can take, but once it goes over that point, the toxins begin to spill and we can't contain them anymore, so it's not safe. But
well,
that happens.
We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Oh, hi, it's just Sarah, Dr. Stan. Hi, Corey.
Hello.
Real fast. Hi. A quick question. I didn't get the spelling of your last name, Corey.
Oh, it's B-R-A-C-K-E-T-T.
C-A-R, I'm sorry.
B-R-A-C-K-E-T-T.
It's Brackett.
Okay. Like what you hang on the wall, but with two T's.
Oh, okay.
But don't hang
okay.
me on the wall.
Okay, very good. And of your two DVDs, they're not books, they're DVD suite.
They're DVDs, yeah.
Okay, which one is more convincing? I don't need to be convinced, but everybody in my family, because I'm the health nut, thinks I'm nuts. And I avoid this stuff like it's poison, because it is. So which DVD would be best to order to try to get them to come over to the side of health?
Right. Well, if people don't know about aspartame and or they're drinking aspartame and not realizing the dangers, I would highly recommend Sweet Misery, because that's the one where we really go into depth about the biological and the political aspects about it. And, you know, but it's in a way that people can understand. It's not trying to do Journal of the American Medical Association article or anything. It's trying to reach out to people and talk with them. And I have heard of so many people who have watched that video and been like, oh, I saw your video. And I immediately went to the kitchen and I threw away everything that had aspartame in it. It was kind of amazing. I sometimes will talk with people and won't be able to convince them myself. But if I give them my video to see, then they're convinced. So Sweet Misery would really be. Sweet Remedy is, I think, like Dr. Stan said, it's his favorite. And thank you for that, Dr. Stan. It's a longer video that really talks about not just aspartame, but MSG and food dyes. And it goes into a lot of different issues.
I should get both of them.
They're good companion pieces to each other.
Oh, okay. And is there any research that indicates mental illness like bipolar or schizophrenia that you found?
Well, there's a lot on mental fog and, like living in a fog, you can't concentrate on things. I experienced that myself.
Okay.
And like a lackluster type feeling. There have been teen suicides associated with aspartame from what I understand, but I haven't researched that terribly much.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, because there's no hope unless somebody in my family pays attention, because they're overweight, diabetic, and living on this stuff because they're diabetic. And I'm like, oh my God, drink water.
That is a real tragedy, because diabetes can be worsened by aspartame.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank
you. Here with Frank Bracken, number 877-254-7524. 7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 7754. I guess this morning for you, Bracket. And we're talking about how they're poisoning your children. And, of course, you're not going to be hearing about this from the controlled medium because America's under attack today. I mean, they're poisoning the water, and they're certainly poisoning the air. They're poisoning the children, but few people care. Poisoning the forests, and they're poisoning the trees, and they're even putting out pesticides that poison the bees. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are under attack, not from without. They focus our attention on communism or the Second World War, Nazism. Of course, it was funded largely by Brown Brothers Harriman here in the United States, headed at that time by a man named George Herbert Walker. He, of course, was the grandfather of George Herbert Walker Bush. And then, of course, we had Prescott Bush. Both of them were deeply involved in Brown Brothers Harriman, indicted after the Second World War for actually financing the enemy that was killing our boys. And then that was all swept under the covers. And, of course, they were both let off with simply an admonition. But you can look it up on the Internet and find out what we're telling is true. And our corporations were building the weapons all during the war, headed by Americans living in Germany, building the weapons to kill our boys. But then we had to have another enemy, and now it's terrorism, which we're financing, all to focus our attention elsewhere. Whereas the real enemy that has America under attack today is here. Certainly. Corey, you know, as you analyze this, I mean, how do you make any sense out of what's going on? Why would American corporations be poisoning our people? Certainly, a lot of the producers, whether they're producing the drinks or the gum or the medicines, they have to know what they're doing, don't they?
It's a difficult question, Dr. Sand, because there is so much going on. It's very easy to, you know, get caught up with how everybody must be horrible. And I think there is some horribleness out there, don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of corporations just go with the flow, and they go with supply and demand and greed. They try to get the cheapest product, so they go to China, and they, to get it made, their things made, and they are taking our jobs away from us, and that's a problem. And they put aspartame in the product because we as a public still are demanding it. If we stopped demanding it, there would be no problems. I saw a good movie, but not a very typical movie that you'd think I might see. I'm going to mention The Hunger Games, which is, you know, it's been made fun of on Saturday Night Live and stuff. But there was one really interesting comment in that movie, and that was they were having these games. Most of your listening audience probably understands at least the basic premise of the movie. They have these Hunger Games where people are stuck in the forest and they have to kill each other and only one person survives. And it targets young people to play these games. And there were two young people that were sitting there in the beginning of the movie on screen talking to each other, looking out over a wonderful natural landscape, and they were lamenting the fact that they were going to come up in the lottery to see who was going to have to go. And this one guy said, hey, you know, if we just all as a people just stopped watching this for one season even, they would stop broadcasting it. There wouldn't be a need for it anymore. And I think that's something that is really important for us all to recognize. Even if we're like, oh, you know, like, for example, I really like Ron Paul. And if somebody is going, well, you can't vote for Ron Paul, he's not going to win, you have to vote for other people. And I'm not trying to get into politics. You know, other people may like other people, and that's fine. But what I'm saying is, if you think there's no hope, no chance, a possibility, then you know what's going to happen? Your next door neighbor is going to feel like there's no hope, and your boss is going to feel like there's no hope. Your coworker is going to feel like there's no hope. Your best friend is going to feel like there's no hope. The person across the country is going to feel like there's no hope, and pretty soon there's no hope in the country. It spreads like a virus. But we can make a difference if we all get together and say, yeah, I'm going to make a change. And it's a small thing, but it can make a very powerful statement, and it can really make the powers that be sit up and take notice, because they can't do anything if we are not divided. We're divided and conquered as a people, and that's a real shame, because all we have to do is believe in ourselves and recognize our own innate power.
Well, I think that's a beautiful example in the demonstrated, and the fact that we've actually slowed down the imposition of the or introduction of the smart meters, because people are up in arms. And mm-hmm. for the first time, why the invisible government, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, is meeting organized opposition from the common people who they hate and despise and would just as soon eliminate. But of course, there's only a few of them, and there's so many of us. And if we would just take a stand, and everybody out there in the audience can start talking about NutraSweet, the scientific studies are there, so that we have 4 tape sets on this. But we have these excellent DVDs that Corey has put out, Sweet Remedy and Sweet Misery, and we think that they're vitally important. You need to have the information on this subject. So our telephone number again is 877-254-7524. Corey, you got about a minute to wrap up the program.
Well, this is a little bit of a different area than what we were talking about, but I think it's really important for people to learn to listen to their bodies, to recognize is if you eat something or you smell something or you ingest anything and you don't feel all that great, recognize what you're doing. Keep a food diary and feel what you're doing, and that will help a lot, especially in these troubled times.
God bless. Bye-bye. Corey, talk to you later.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I think this is such an important subject, and it's just the one of the multitude of things that are being done today to poison the American people, and whether it be poisoning our water with fluoride or poisoning our food with aspartame or with bisphenol or certainly with the recombinant bovine growth hormone, which they give to the cows and so they have to produce more milk. And then, of course, that actually dramatically triples the incidence of both breast cancer and prostate cancer. And they know these things. They just don't want you to know. Why do you think we have so much cancer today? One in two men, one in three women got to get cancer. They know what they're doing. It wasn't like this 50 years ago when I went to medical school. But there really are people who hate humanity, and specifically they hate the people in America. When you understand that, you suddenly understand why, communism is not the enemy. Why suddenly the wicked Gorbachev, a mass murderer, a man who should have been tried for war crimes when he, of course, lost power in Russia, what did we do? Why, we gave him offices at the Presidio in San Francisco. This beautiful military installation there. Do you think you and I could get offices of the Presidio? No. But the mass murderer Gorbachev could. I understand, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Fidel Castro, the wicked Fidel Castro, he comes up to visit David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro on a regular basis. You say that can't be true. Well, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. Read about page 405, where he talks about the secret cabal that he's part of that certainly is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about more integrated global and economic system. Understand that David Rockefeller says he's proud to be part of this subversive movement. Read his memoirs. I mean, Glenn Beck read it on the radio, and then Glenn Beck was looking for another job very shortly thereafter. You're not supposed to hear this sort of thing. But I'm not employed by anybody. I do my programs on a regular basis. You need to get the information. You need to get it to others, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of time. We have an excellent DVD by Betty Martini. It's called Aspartame. That's Aspartame. We carry Corey Brackett's DVDs, Sweet Memory, Remedy, Sweet Misery. They're both excellent. If you're only going to get one, get the Sweet Remedy, my estimation. And then, of course, we have four tape sets on aspartame. We have the information. You need to help us get it out. We carry several books on aspartame. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can listen to our programs live or archived 24 hours a day. Get the information. Get to others. I mean, you have an obligation. Speak out now while you can, because believe me, everything's in place with the dictatorships. They're listening to every one of your telephone conversations, recording your emails and your faxes. If you don't believe it, go to the Internet, and look up Echelon. E-S-C-H-E-L-O-N. E-S-C-H-E-L-O-N has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing this long before the phony terrorist threat. And they send our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in no-win wars when we're financing the enemy. Are you going to sit there and do nothing? Because if you are, you don't deserve to be free. Till tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. And it'll be.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing.